Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
107.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories. Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. My name is Rob Small. I turned down for what? Johnny question mark?
Yes.
What do you turn down for?
Butts.
Turned down for butts. What does that even mean?
Butts and only butts.
It almost sounds like you're insinuating that you go flaccid for butts.
No, I turn down whatever else I'm doing.
And then turn up for butts.
And I turn up for butts.
Turn up for butts.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, we're live at 33rd Realm,
yes.
2567 and a half, 7th Avenue East. Loaded once again across from the Sandy Sewing Den, between the barbershop and the saloon.
I'm starting to think there's a rivalry brewing between Sandy Sewing Den and 33rd Realm.
Is there?
Yeah.
I'd like some confirmation on that.
I have to talk to Pete.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to Pete about that. You know what we didn't talk about before we started recording was who won the... best of the losers, worst.
No, I have bracket. No idea who won and who
we
lost.
We have no idea.
We should look
into that while we're recording.
Yes.
And we'll touch in on that.
After the break, maybe?
We'll touch in on it.
Touch in on it.
Pete Rentz, owner of 33rd Realm. How's your beef with Sandy's Sewing Den? Oh, shit.
It's turned very aggressive here.
Yeah.
Downtown North St. Paul is a war zone.
We're escalating the beef between the two. But it is nice to know that 33rd Realm is kind of the peaceful location between, because there is beef between the salon next door and the barbershop next door.
Yeah.
Because they the owner of the barbershop used to be married to the owner of the salon, and it was a messy divorce, and they didn't know what to do with this building in between, and they're like, let's rent it, and it's just, things are kind of, they're up in the air. Let's just say.
Sure. But you're in a war zone right here.
Yeah.
And you gotta try and be Switzerland.
And I don't want to, tell people not to come.
No, you should definitely come
because it is a very peaceful atmosphere here.
Yeah. It's like Switzerland, in the war of the barbershop versus the salon.
Right.
They're all about just peace. Neutral.
Let's stay neutral.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the year 2014.
Let's talk about it.
Because it is New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Right.
My favorite episode of the year.
It is.
We've done this every year since you started doing the Thank You
Rob episode number one.
Podcast. Episode number one was the year, 2012?
2013, recapping 2012.
Yeah, so it was the 2012 the year in review.
Right.
And then you and I did 2013 the year in review, and now we're here doing 2014 year in review.
I think it's progressively getting better.
I think so.
Right?
The years or the show?
The years and the show. And the recap shows, especially.
I agree.
I'm just going to take a little gander here while you say something while I'm looking this up.
Say anything that I want to say. Well, I'd say that 2014 was a really good year for me personally. I put out my first ever solo record.
You did?
Yep, Falling in Like, which is I like
it. Is this like a country album? Or
yeah,
what?
Country. Violent J the Country Singer helped me put it out.
Yeah?
No, it's my first ever record and I really like it. And people can buy it.
Right here at 33rd
Realm. Right here at 33rd Realm.
At 33rdrealm.com.
33rdrealm.com.
JohnnyQuestionMark.com.
Yeah, and actually, until the first of the year, it's free right now on my Bandcamp page.
So you're talking hours.
There's literally hours. By the time people hear this, it probably will be taken down. But maybe, maybe as like a out of the kindness of my heart, I'll give them an extra couple of days.
Give them tomorrow.
Like at the end of the week.
There's got to be some leeway here.
But yeah, johnnyquestionmark.bandcamp.com, I believe, is... Yeah, and the whole record's free right now.
Nice. And you got Mac Lethal on there.
Mac Lethal's on the record.
Mac Lethal again was in the news.
Yes.
Because he assisted in the breakup of a young man and his girl that was cheating on
right.
him.
Right. But it turned out to be fake.
It was?
Yes. In fact, he got sued because the people in that picture... weren't the people who sent him that email. And the person who is in the picture is like, none of this is true. The stories aren't about me. And so she sued him. And he had to go online and recant the whole thing.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. It's very big very big news in the world of MacLeith. Now people are questioning, did someone actually send him the email saying, help me do this breakup rap thing? Or did he just find the picture online and make up the story?
Story, yeah. He's a rapper. He's a storyteller.
Yep, MacLeath is on there. Laserbeak.
Laserbeak.
From the Doomtree crew. Did a production on a beat. We got, my buddy Dude Computer from Pig Food Records out in upstate New York, who's doing very big things with his group, Giant Gorilla Dog Thing.
Dude Computer.
Yeah, he's the best, man. Mitch is a good one.
I was just looking at pictures on my Instagram account, because they go back. They go back in time. You know,
the pictures?
The pictures. They're like time travel.
Yeah.
But I was looking at one in 2006. We did a tour, Lunatics tour.
Yeah.
Serial MC's tour.
I remember that. I didn't know what year it was, but I do remember.
That was 06.
I do remember doing that.
And if you remember, we met this young man named Cryptic.
Yes.
I had no idea who he was. He was just a cool guy hanging out with us. Mm-hmm. I think in Philly is where he met up with us.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around there. Might have been New York. But he made this like photo album. Of the tour.
Yes.
And he left
that.
Us a note. Someone, I don't remember who took this picture on Instagram and of the note he left us. And then I come to find out he's a rapper himself.
Yeah.
Everyone is these days.
Everyone's a rapper. That's okay.
But that was cool. I remember coming back from tour and like we became friends with Cryptic and I was like, oh, you rap and you're really good too.
Yeah. Hell of a nice guy, too.
Yeah,
actually,
his name's Rob. So
Rob,
I like
yeah.
him instantly.
And he had us booked late after the tour. He booked us to come out to Hartford, I think it
Hartford,
was, to do a
show.
And I couldn't go. I couldn't drive out there because I think I was going. I was in school or something at the time where I'm like, you know, I'm not going to make it for a Friday show. I can't drive out there. And he actually flew me out so we could make
baller.
The show work. That night. It was awesome.
That's
you
some
know,
baller
was,
shit.
Yeah, I mean, it was baller on his part, not on mine. I just, but it was a great show.
Let's bring in a little more current here.
Hold on, let me finish my other thing.
No.
There's a second piece to that. 2014 was my year.
Yeah?
I also had my first child in 2014.
You had a child?
I did.
Like you yourself?
Well, my wife physically birthed the child.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Cece.
Cecilia.
Cece
yep.
DeVille.
Yep, born on October 1st.
That's cool. Hey, that's big.
So those are the two big things. The record and the baby were the big things that happened to me this year.
Who can do that?
Put out a record and have a baby?
Yeah. Yeah. Not anyone can do that.
No.
And then now you're the co-host of the Thank You
and
Rob
then,
podcast.
And then, yeah, I guess the third thing is that I joined the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that.
I figured it was sort of
a... thanks. Give it up for Johnny Question Mark.
Thank you.
So let's, in the previous recaps of the previous years, we've kind of just talked about albums.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that's kind of boring.
Anyone
has top 10 lists and best of. But I like, you know, I like music. I like news.
Yep.
I love politics. I love to talk politics and religion.
No, you don't.
No, you're right.
You don't like any of those things.
I don't. Yeah, but the, you know, technology.
I love technology.
Yeah. So I thought we'd implement those things into this episode as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, just the best. What are the best stuff that happened this year?
Yeah. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start? Like, I don't even have a top. I have top albums.
I have top five albums.
Yeah, I don't see a piece of paper in front
of
you.
No, it's on my gadget of the year.
There you go.
The iPhone 6 Plus.
Right. let's talk about albums. Let's get right into music.
Yeah.
So on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a top five?
I did a top five, and honestly, it was like there was number one for me, and then there was a little bit of a gap, and then everything else. Because the first, my favorite record stood out so far, I think, above the rest of the record. I mean, I only had like maybe eight records that I really considered for my top five. Mm-hmm. Some years, it's like, how can I possibly choose? I did not have that problem this year. And maybe it's me. Maybe I just heard less stuff that I liked, or maybe less stuff. You know, artists that
the
I
problem
like,
was
put stuff out.
Frank Ocean didn't release an album.
If Frank Ocean he gets the de facto number one spot anytime he puts out a record. He actually put out a single, and it's horrible. I'm so disappointed because I love Frank Ocean, and he put out this, and it's like 2 minutes long, and like first like minute and 15 seconds is like weird ambient noise, and
the rest is just him whispering.
Yeah, I was disheartened with the Frank Ocean single, but I'm hoping the record will be better.
So what are your top albums?
All right, so my number five album is Downer by Dem Atlas, who I'm a huge fan of. New rapper out of Minnesota here, mm-hmm. Recently signed to Rhymesayers. This is his first release that I'm aware of. And he's a kid. I mean, he's like 20 years old, something like that. I met him when we did a show at the Caboose over the summer. He and I and Carnage did a show together, and I'd heard some of his stuff on the internet, and but watching him play it live like brought it to a whole new level for me. And so when his record came out, I think he did 1,000 copies of it, and every one of them is hand drawn, like the art on the record he drew with like a Sharpie. So every single one of them is different. And yet the pre-orders or the order for it sold out, you know, in like 2 days or something. Mm-hmm. And I think he maybe did 1,000 more. But yeah, it's a great record. It's really interesting because a lot of his style is like a throwback to sort of West Coasty, a little bit of hippie-ish rap, very much influenced, it sounds like, by the Far Side.
Okay.
But also he has this sort of rock and roll element to him where you can tell he listens to grunge, which is weird for a kid his age because like grunge wasn't even a thing.
Right.
Like when he was born, it was a thing.
Yeah.
And you can definitely tell there's like some Nirvana going on in his record too. It's it's just really, really a fantastic record. Top to bottom, very, it flows nicely, very cohesive. I'm a big fan.
The only thing I've heard is the Charlie Brown EP mm-hmm. that he did.
And that was like an online, I don't know if they ended up pressing it, but originally that was like an online only deal. But yeah, down, and you, I think you might be able to still get that for free if you want your introduction to Dem Atlas.
I like free stuff.
But Downer is the first full length. And I think they even call that an EP, technically, but it's like, you know, 10 songs or something like that.
That could be. That walks the line of EP, full length.
It's that border, that weird area. And I think there is like an official cutoff. I think it's minutes, like X number of minutes over and under, but I'm not an expert. Does anyone here know?
If we had the internet.
Only if only I could Google it from this phone.
This show sucks since we don't have the internet.
All right.
What do you got
so my fourth record is Atmosphere Southsiders, which I was a big fan of, more so actually than their last record. I think it I don't know, something about their last out. I'm trying to recall what it was, what
it
was called.
Sign?
Yeah, it just didn't fit as nicely to me. Whereas Southsiders felt really comfortable. Like it, you could listen to it, and I felt like I'd heard it before, like but in a good way, like an old shoe.
Right.
Like you put on the shoe and it just fits. You know, you don't have to break the shoe in. Yeah. Like you got to listen to just a couple records 2, 3, 4 times before you're like, oh, okay, I get it now.
It's got your foot smell.
Yeah, Southsiders, you just slide your foot right into it and it's comfortable right away.
Yeah.
And there's a great song, which is a tribute to Idea on the record called Flicker, that I encourage anyone who is a fan of Idea to listen to. But actually my favorite song on that record wasn't even on the main version. They had an iTunes version of the album, and you got a couple bonus tracks, and there's a song called Idiot, which is just awesome. And it didn't make the actual record, but I think you can probably find it online, but it was one of the exclusives you got if you bought the album on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, very, very good, solid work from Atmosphere.
You know, one of the smartest moves I think they did with that album was they have a song called Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Which really has nothing to do with Kanye West.
None.
But just the title is Kanye West.
And before it came out, everyone was talking, oh, Atmosphere's got a song called Kanye West. I wonder if they're going to diss him.
And but it is a cool song, though.
They made a lot of videos for that record.
Yeah.
And they actually have another one coming out. I imagine we'll see it any minute now. But the interesting thing to me about the new video that they're doing, I'm trying to find out which track it is again, January in Lake Street. The interesting thing for me for that video is that my mom's in it.
Yeah, you've shared this story before.
Yeah, so that should be coming out soon. But yeah, my mom got cast. She's like an actress and stuff like that, and she got cast to do this Atmosphere video. I don't think she's like the main star or anything. I think she's probably going to be like in the background. But I think it was all still photography, and then they're going to be combining still photography with other video stuff to make the whole music video.
Movie magic.
So I'm very excited. I've never seen it.
I can't wait to see your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's fun for me.
That's cool. What else you got?
My third record, my number three, is from a band called The War on Drugs. And I have absolutely no familiarity with The War on Drugs. I heard about them from a friend. I listened to the record once.
Now, are you referring to the band?
The band is called The War on Drugs.
Or The War on Drugs.
No, not the actual War on Drugs. And so I heard about them from a friend. I went and listened to the record a couple times, and I'm like, yeah, it's cool, but I don't. And I gave it a second chance just a couple weeks ago. And I felt like a door open, like, oh my God, how was I missing how good this record was this whole time? I listened to it this many times and I didn't get it. It's got a very much like an Americana-y feel, like a little bit of Springsteeniness to it. Mm-hmm. If you're a fan, there's a band called Gaslight Anthem, and this is, it's very similar to Gaslight Anthem's stuff that they're doing. It's a little less accessible, but it's really, really good. But that's the opposite of the Atmosphere record. You got to listen to it mm-hmm. 3-4 times before you're like, oh, okay.
What's the name of the album?
The album is called Lost in the Dream. Lost in the Dream. And it's available, if anyone has Amazon Prime, you can listen to the whole record for free.
Oh, nice.
On Amazon Music. I don't know if it's on Spotify, but it probably is.
Right.
Also.
Everything is on there except for Taylor Swift.
Except for Taylor Swift and Johnny Question Mark.
Yeah. You got to get your publicist on that.
That's what it is.
Your manager. Management.
That's the problem.
What's next here?
All right, number two, D'Angelo and the Vanguard, Black Messiah. Awesome record.
That was my number one.
We've covered that in at
great
length.
Detail.
Yeah, so we don't need to go into it, but it's really, really good.
What episode was that? That was two. 105.
Two episodes ago. We covered it. So if you're interested in my opinion on D'Angelo and the Vanguard and Rob's and Carnage's excitement about it, just go back and listen
to that episode.
It is a really good one.
And what's your
number one record? Run the Jewels. Run the Jewels 2.
That was my
unbelievable.
Number two.
So awesome. I think it's better than the first Run the Jewels album.
Absolutely.
I still don't like it as much as Killer Mike's last record, the R.A.P. music, which is like all time for me. Mm-hmm. But it's really, really good. And they got the production is incredible. The rapping is, you know, what you'd expect from those
guys. They did a lot
guys.
Right with this one with the, you know, the announcing the pre-orders, and they're all like crazy absurd.
Yep.
And then the Meow of the Jewels.
Meow of the Jewels.
Which I haven't heard an update on.
I don't know if the Meow of the Jewels is out or going to be coming out soon. Right. And a guest appearance from Zach De La Roja.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of cool.
That's a killer track.
Yeah, really, really good track.
Countdown to Fuck?
Yes. Yep. And
that's a cool song, though.
It's a great record, and I encourage. And I mean, can you still get it for free? I remember. They
do have the free download, but you know, you don't get.
You don't get all the cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
because I remember getting an email from their like, and they make it so like personal, like because I signed up in advance because I downloaded the original Run the Jewels record for them when they put that out for free.
Yeah,
and I get an email one day that says like to and from, and it's from Jamie and Mike.
Right,
I'm like Jamie and Mike. Who the hell is Jamie and Mike?
Right.
And you open it up, and it's like, oh shit, Killer Mike LP. You know, here's your copy of Run the Jewels for free. Thanks for being on our mailing list.
They seem like genuinely very. Cat friendly people.
Oh yeah, totally cat friendly.
Cat friendly. Now, those two were my top two. Mm-hmm. I also added some local. I drew a line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't have drawn.
You kept
drawn
them
a
separate.
Line. I did keep them separate.
Yeah.
But they deserve, you know, national attention. Muja Messiah's "God Kissed It, the Devil Missed It."
Absolutely
love it. I'm a big fan of Mike the Martyr's production.
Yes.
Don't judge me.
No, Mike the Martyr actually just had a really good, they did a little feature on him in City Pages.
They did, yeah.
That I encourage everyone to go read. He talks about it, his production and sampling. And
his new album that comes out, I believe, tomorrow.
Yes.
And Marbury. Digging.
Marbury. Marbury. And I love the name of the record
yeah.
that it's named after Stephon Marbury.
Another local classic that I'm going to call it is Manifesto's South Side Looking In.
Yes. That's got a lot of people talking this year.
Yeah. And again, the album is completely produced by Martyr. What's funny about this is when I plug my phone into my stereo in my car, it starts with the very first song by the alphabet, which is A, obviously. We all know this. And it's a Manifesto song.
Really?
Yeah, from the album. And I don't remember the name of the song, but it's a song with Martyr. And so I just know it, like word for word. Except for the name of the song.
I have that same experience when I plug my iPod into my car. It plays the first one. And
alphabetically.
It's a Busta Rhymes song called Ass on Your Shoulders. And instead of the reason it comes up first is because it's not A-S-S. It's A, like, asterisk, asterisk. So because it's edited, which is why it comes first. And I've grown to hate that song.
Because of that?
Well, first of all, it's terrible to begin with. Mm-hmm. I mean, a song called Ass on Your Shoulders is like automatically bad. But I've heard it like 400 times.
Right.
Because it's the first thing that, yeah. So,
when you plug in your phone to iTunes and it's a play count, it's like 300.
Yeah, it's like a million. But right. I never listened to it all the way through. I'm like, this is horrible. Yeah.
You could just delete the song.
Yeah, but then whatever the next song in alphabetical is probably just as bad
right.
or worse.
Yeah.
I need to take a song I really like and change it to like A, 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 A. And then that song will always come up.
But then
first.
You'll get sick of that one.
Probably.
And my last album that I really, really enjoyed of 2014, Big Jess and Big Wiz's Glass Half Full.
Yes.
That's a good one. Just to have the South Side, North East coming together like that.
Yes.
Big Jess on the production.
And they had a great beard game.
Yeah, those beard two game
guys.
Proper.
Their beard game was wicked proper.
And they got a song with Wayne's of Thrift Shop fame.
Yes.
It's the worst song on the album.
Is it?
Yeah. This song shouldn't. I understand why they put it on there, obviously, because not everyone has a song with that guy. When they say, "Who's Wayne's?" You know, the guy that sings the hook on Thrift Shop.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
They should have just called it featuring the guy from Thrift Shop.
Yeah.
That would have maybe got more.
Can I tell you what's weird here is we're wearing Zubas.
Yeah.
And I have, like, my pants rolled up in a ball right here.
Yep.
It's kind of weird to have my pants right here on my side, not on my person.
So for the people who don't know, 33rd Realm is throwing a New Year's party tonight with some excellent musical performances, and it's also a Zuba's party.
It is indeed.
So we are full Zuba regalia. We're all Zuba'd out.
You with your Gophers, Minnesota
yep,
Gophers.
I got my Gophers. I see lots of different Zubas. I see some pink Zubas.
Pink Zubas.
Yeah. So
what are you wearing over there that you're hiding?
Are those pink
what
and black?
Orange
and orange
black.
And black.
Those are like bangles.
It's like my high school colors.
How are they?
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
So we got Zubas. We got some plain black and white Zubas.
Black and white.
Rents is rocking some cut off Zuba shorts.
Yep. Make your own.
So we're Zubed up here, you know, and it's coming back.
Did you have Zubas?
As a kid?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did you?
These aren't the same Zubas. These are different Zubas.
I had a pair of Minnesota Twins ones.
Yeah.
And I remember they had like the Twins logo here, like up near the hip. And the more you washed them, that thing just wouldn't keep its flat shape. It kind of curled, you know, and it just made them very awkward.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Freeing. You know, you can breathe.
The Vikings. I think the weightlifter guys real like them. They
oh,
got
yeah.
a lot of range.
Shout
out
to Coach Nutter, St. Francis High School. Anyone who went to St. Francis High School would know Coach Nutter because he wore Zubas every fucking day.
Every day.
He was the coach,
yep.
Gym coach, and I don't know if he's still working there, but he's probably still wearing Zubas.
He loves Zubas wherever he is.
Yeah. You want to talk movies?
Let's talk movies.
Movies of 2014.
Bum, 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 bum.
You know, I really liked. You know what movie I really liked?
What?
I really liked Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did you finally even see it?
Every time
we talk about it, you're like, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I was really late to that game.
Super late. That was actually the only movie I wanted to talk about.
I'm glad
you mentioned it.
Okay, some others that I liked. Hunger Games. I like the Hunger Games movies.
I also saw the Hunger Games movie.
I'm very attracted to Jennifer Lawrence,
yep.
okay? But that's not why I like the movies. She is pretty. She's easy to look at. But apparently, if you've read the books, you probably don't like the movies.
I don't know.
That's what I've heard. And then I like the movie Gone Girl.
I never saw the movie Gone Girl.
That's another
book. Anybody here
movie
see Gone Girl?
Gone Girl? Show of hands.
No hands ever raised.
Nose. No.
Apparently it wasn't a huge hit.
That's all right. It's a good one, though. Let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy. Marvel, another hit.
Another hit, and doing something different. Instead of like a, you know, Earth-based superhero movie, what we got was the closest thing to Star Wars since Star Wars.
Wow.
I love it. I was so happy about it. Like, they were able to combine this sort of, you know, action and comedy and this sort of retro 70s soundtrack. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier with the way that movie turned out.
Yeah. And they set it up for a sequel.
Yep.
Groot. Is that his name?
Groot.
I am Groot.
Voiced by Vin Diesel. What? So here is a question.
Best role of his career.
So you have a guy who literally says three words the whole movie. You could have had anyone play that role. You don't need to hire Vin Diesel. You could have hired anybody. But they were like, hey, you know what? We have a ton of money. Let's hire Vin Diesel. Why not?
Do you think they just had him go into like a vocal booth and record "I am Groot" over and over?
I mean,
and
then to his credit, he says it a bunch of different ways.
Right.
But I gotta imagine anybody could do that.
Right? Yeah, yeah. And maybe this. Seriously, he took a day in a studio just saying it in different ways.
Right. And poor Chris Pratt shot that movie for like 9 months.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel was in and out of the studio in a day and a half.
By the time the second day, he was Vin Diesel had already spent that money. All that money he made for that movie. Next day, he bought a fast car.
Fast car.
Yeah. You know, probably a foreign, I don't know, something or other.
Who knows?
What does he drive? What do you think Vin Diesel drives?
If you base it on like the Fast and Furious movies, probably like an old, I don't know, like 60s
never seen
muscle
them.
Car. You've never seen any of
never
the Fast and
them.
Furious movies?
And I never will.
Why?
I don't care that guy. I don't want to sound like I don't care that someone died, but...
You got people are like in shock right now. They're looking at like I can't believe what you almost said.
People are leaving right now.
Yeah, just because of you.
Let's not talk about it then.
Jeez, I like the Fast and Furious movies more now because The Rock's in them.
Yeah. Okay. I will tell you that there's one with Ice Cube, right? Right.
No, Ice Cube is not in any of the Fast and Furious movies. I'm 100%.
Isn't there like 10 of them?
There are not 10. There's probably like 7.
I was close.
I think the one coming up is the 7th one.
And Ice Cube's in it.
Yeah. Ice Cube is not in it. Ludacris.
Luda's in it.
Luda's in a couple of them. Tyrese.
Tyrese, yeah.
In a couple of them.
You know who's not in it? Paul Walker.
Ice Cube.
That was low. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I am a very sensitive person. I don't say insensitive things a lot.
Oh,
but
man. I can't believe you.
I will do anything for a laugh.
Yes.
So let's talk about gadgets.
Let's talk about gadgets.
Technology.
Apps. Can we talk about apps?
You can talk about apps.
I gotta tell you what the number one app that I use this year the most.
What is it?
The WWE Network. It is absolutely the best thing to come out this year.
On
it's my favorite thing,
on your
period.
Phone.
Not only on my phone, I stream it on my PlayStation. I stream it on my Apple TV. I can watch wrestling anytime I want. And for people who are fans, like, I don't care that much. Like, current wrestling does nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up with, like, 80s and the 90s wrestling when it was, like, awesome. With Hulk Hogan.
The heyday.
Ultimate Warrior. Roddy Piper.
Yep.
Up through, like, the age of Stone Cold. Like, that was my wrestling prime.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go back and watch every episode of Monday Night Raw, every one.
Would you do that?
Every pay-per-view.
Have
done
that?
I know. I actually started, though, because Raw started in 93. I started at the first episode, and I've been watching them chronologically.
Wow.
Now, I mean,
where are you at now?
In the old days, they're only 47 minutes long, so it's not as big. Not like now where it's, I think, 3 hours.
Okay.
But I'm in 95.
Wow.
So
you're
watch it
hard.
I turn it on at night, like before I go to sleep. I fall asleep to it because I don't have a super, like, I don't have an investment in it. So I'm like, oh God, I got to stay up and watch the end of this match because I don't really care what happens.
This is the one where Hogan wrestles this
but
guy.
But they sold me nostalgia better than anyone else this year.
Right.
I love it.
Okay.
You can watch anything.
So to reiterate that, you're watching these episodes of Raw, but you're not all the way through.
What do you mean, like,
you're
to current
asleep.
Time? Oh, yeah, but then I watch the rest of it the next day or
something.
Oh,
you will? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure, why not?
Man, you are into that.
I like it. I really, really like the WWE Network. Every pay-per-view that's ever been done, not only in WWE, but WCW, ECW.
Right.
Every show. There are probably thousands of hours of wrestling on there. Eventually, I'll get sick of it, but I've had it for, like, 9 months, and I'm not sick of it yet.
We have to do an episode about wrestling.
We've been talking about getting Joe Grizzly back on and mm-hmm. doing a throwback, like an 80s wrestling episode where we talk about Hulk and Ultimate Warrior.
Jake the Snake. Junkyard Dog.
Yep, J-Y-D. D. The Honky Tonk Man.
Yes.
Big Boss Man.
Oh, yeah, Vern, who wrestles out east, yeah. Kristen Menace's... boyfriend.
Yeah, there we go. We could get him on.
Yeah, he is the actual wrestler. We could have Mikey Wipeout.
Yep, it's your buddy.
We set this up. We're gonna make that happen.
We're gonna do a wrestling episode. A wrestling themed episode, and I think that's a great plan.
So that's your favorite app.
That is my favorite everything. My number one thing of the year.
I'm going off my paper here.
Off page.
This is off the top of my head here, guys. The deep down, I'm a geek. I'm
you
a nerd.
Are.
I like computers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you said app.
App.
I'm going to tell you, I came across this thing, and this has been around for years. on the computer, on any computer, you, there's something called XBMC. Anyone heard of XBMC before?
No, we
it originally started as
we're like nerds here, like you.
Okay, but it's just a media center, right? And it started off on the Xbox. It was called XBMC, Xbox Media Center, and it's been renamed to something called Kodi, K-O-D-I. But with this, there's all these streaming websites. You can do it on your TV. You know, watch movies, Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm not condoning the illegal use.
Yeah, this sounds pretty illegal if you ask me.
But I've come across it this year. And I've been able to cancel such subscription services as like DVDs from Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's illegal. I'll go out on a limb and say that
you've elected to use this public forum.
yes.
To talk about it.
Yeah, I am.
I'm glad this is called the Thank You Rob podcast.
Yeah, it is really nice. I'll tell you that. We just watched a movie called The Interview today.
Yep.
And
I rented it legally on YouTube last week. Paid $5.99.
Guess who didn't pay $5.99?
You.
I was
Rob,
able to enjoy
the
this.
Rob from Thank You Rob podcast.
Well, when the FBI comes knocking on my door, I'll just act like I don't know what I'm talking about.
XB what? I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't follow.
So that's movies. So are there any other movies from 2014?
Well, I would like to say the Lego Movie. Unfortunately, I have not finished it.
Right. Did you like what you've seen so far?
So far I do. And Joe Grizzly has told me that it's like his favorite movie. He says it's so good.
Joe Grizzly's awesome a big movie. Lego guy. I'm not a huge Lego guy. I love the movie.
I've like halfway through it. I recorded it.
Listen to you paying for stuff.
Yeah, look at me paying for this.
Being
irresponsible. I'm a sucker. I pay for everything. HBO, Showtime, Netflix, WWE Network. $9.99 a month for all the wrestling you want. It's totally worth it.
You know, I paid for Pandora One. So yeah. I subscribed to Pandora One.
What's that?
Pandora.
Is it like streaming. Commercial-free Pandora?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No commercials. Aware. No ads. I can skip songs.
Oh, that's kind of nice. I remember when I used to use Pandora, you could have like a certain number of skips per hour, right?
Thumbs down, thumbs up.
Did you guys see the Lego Movie? You didn't like
terrible.
It? Wow, we got thumbs down for the Lego Movie.
If this was Pandora, this song would be skipped right now.
Pete gives it a thumbs up. See, the thing I liked about the Lego Movie without having finished it was the cast they assembled for a movie about Legos was so good. I mean, Morgan Freeman's in it.
Yep. Will.
And Will Ferrell,
Will Arnett,
Chris Pratt.
Yep.
Who's the girl? Is it Elizabeth Banks? Is that who does the voice? The main girl? I don't recall.
Maybe.
I don't recall. But there's a ton of really good people. Oh, the Taken guy.
Liam Neeson. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of good names.
Yeah, a lot of big. Yeah, Batman.
Who they're making a Lego Batman movie.
They're making a Lego Batman. That guy. See, Batman in the Lego Movie is kind of, at least from what I've seen so far, is kind of a jackass.
He is a little bit.
I hope they sort of tweak the character to make him a little more likable.
They'll have to. But you know what I did like? The first time I saw the movie, I didn't like the Batman character. But the second time I saw it, and I was, you listen to, there's a song he writes and sings in the movie.
and they're listening to it in the car, remember?
Yeah. And if you listen to that song, it's pretty damn funny. He's an orphan, in case you didn't know, Batman.
Just in case. Actually, and I don't think we got a chance to talk about this last year, but I saw a movie in 2014 that technically came out in 2013 that I really enjoyed also. The movie Her, did you see that with Joaquin Phoenix?
See that.
It was I really, really liked it. I'm a big fan. I don't know if you've seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yes.
It reminded me sort of like of that sort of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of sweet, but also sort of sad.
Right.
Really,
Scarlett
really good.
Scarlett Johansson?
Yes. I mean, she's so good. It's just her voice. I mean, she can really...
She's the next Vin Diesel.
She should have played Groot. Yeah, so that's another really good one that I saw in 2014.
Favorite gadget, then?
Well,
iPhone 6 Plus.
My phone is probably my favorite gadget. I was always an Android person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not out of any sort of like allegiance to the Android phones. I didn't have any particular animosity.
Do you think that if Android and Apple were the Bloods and the Crips, do you think that the Bloods would feel the same? They're like, you're going over to the Crips? What do you think?
But I just I didn't get beat into the Bloods. Like I just sort of showed up and they're like, hey, you're a Blood now. Okay. You know.
But what if you want to go back? Is everything cool?
If I want to go back to the Bloods?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Android.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be a problem. My biggest reason for not having an iPhone previously was that the phone screen was too small.
So you weren't like an Apple hater.
No, I wasn't. And I mean, I used my iTunes and my iPod and stuff like that, and so I liked how compatible it is.
Right.
And now I have the Apple TV, which is also really nice. A lot of connectivity.
They got you.
They hooked me. They got you. Fucking hooks right in me now. But yeah, this is absolutely my favorite gadget of the year. I enjoy the shit out of it.
Good. I have the iPhone 6, and I also. This is my second iPhone. I was an Android guy.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. They're both good quality products.
They both have their pros and their cons, right. I think.
Don't you shouldn't have an allegiance.
No, you know what sucks? It's so easy to use and I love that about it, but you know what the biggest thing that's driven me crazy about it is how difficult it is to put a ringtone on an Apple phone. Like,
yeah, that's,
why
that
is
sucks.
It so hard? Like on an Android phone, you just take the song and you're like, okay, this is my ringtone now. An Apple,
that's
you're like,
a big
you got
to
change the file format and then cut it down to 30 seconds, export it, then import it. Then
or you could just buy the ringtone.
Buy a ringtone? I already bought the song. Get out of here, Apple.
That sucks. That's why I don't have any ringtones. I've never used a ringtone on my phone.
Do you even know?
I vibrate.
I think
I vibrate.
My ringtone is Chance the Rapper. I'm not 100% sure of that.
Is it really?
I actually went through the work of chopping down
the song.
One of the Chance the Rapper songs, then changing the file format, then doing, and then I did it once. And I'm like, I'm never doing this again. So that's the only ringtone I have.
I don't know what other categories you have for best ofs.
Well, we talked about it a bit on Facebook, but comeback of the year,
mm-hmm.
I think has to be Surge Soda, huge comeback from
Surge
the,
fans
from
any,
the grave.
Surge
has anyone tried
say
Surge since it came back? Did you try it back in the 90s and when it was a thing? Oh, I loved it.
Everyone
I loved
hated
it then,
and
I love it
now.
But
you love it.
You can only buy it on Amazon. It only comes in 12 packs of tall boys, and I of course was like immediately when it went for sale. So it shipped to my house, and apparently there was like a shortage. And I didn't know that, so I'm like drinking mine, and then online people are selling theirs for like $250 for a case. I felt so stupid. I'm like, ugh.
Had you known that, would you have sold them?
Yeah, I would absolutely, because you can get it. I mean, I could have waited. I have patience. Like, I could have sold it and bought another one, like, a couple months later. But no, I was so eager to, like, break into my Surge.
Is it still available?
Yeah, as far as I know, it's available for sale on Amazon.
But you can't buy it at the gas station?
Not in a store, not in single cans. You have to buy it in packs of 12.
So who is it? I think Coca-Cola owns.
Coca-Cola, yeah. It started out with these group of guys who created like a Facebook page called Bring Back Surge. And they kept, getting more people liking their Facebook page. And they started making updates. And all of a sudden they were talking to Coke about potentially bringing it back. And I don't know how they ended up getting them to agree to do it. But they did it sort of conditionally with no marketing. They don't have marketing dollars. They mm-hmm. can't spend money on billboards or TV commercials. And they're not going to do anything when it comes to distribution, like shipping it to stores. So they only have to ship it to one place. All their advertising is online. Mm. And that was sort of the conditions for it to come back. And if it worked, it worked. And, of course, it was huge. It sold out in 10 seconds and was continuously in stock and out of stock immediately for the first couple months when it was on sale.
But now, no wait.
I haven't checked like today. I mean, there might have been a Christmas rush. I mean, people were like, what would be sound good for Christmas? Surge.
Is the formula the same? Does it taste the same?
It's hard to know for sure because it had been so long. I mean, 15 years probably since I drank a Surge, 10 years at least. But it tastes what I remember, tasting like. Whether it's exactly
Yeah, your taste
same.
Buds have matured.
Right.
They have matured.
But not matured so much that I don't still like Surge.
Right. All right. I had another, a few categories here that I came mm-hmm. up with. The best awesome thing.
Best awesome thing.
Yeah. I have a couple of them, and I'm not going to get political here or mm-hmm. righteous.
Righteous.
But I am a supporter of same-sex marriage, and,
yes.
and that's now legal in 34 of 50 states.
Absolutely.
So that's an awesome thing.
I'm very happy about that.
Another awesome thing. Colorado and Washington State now mm-hmm. legalized recreational use
yep.
of marijuana,
which I'm also happy. I mean, I'm not a I don't use
you
I
don't use
marijuana.
You're not a user.
But
I've never OD'd.
I never OD'd on weed. I never injected any weed. But I do agree with legalization. So I'm very happy about that. And for happy for my friends, who it means a lot more to than to me.
The best shitty thing.
Best shitty thing or shittiest thing?
I really couldn't come up with the best.
Is this best, like best worst rapper?
Well, hear me out. Hear me out. The best shitty thing. The best I could come up with from that is Kim and Kanye getting married, because I don't really give a shit. I don't give a shit so much that I made it the best shitty thing.
I love Kanye, but I just hate Kim Kardashian so much. She's the worst.
How about the shittiest shitty thing?
Bill Cosby.
That he's on
hands
my list.
Down to me. Like, this man was like adored, and now he's like, what a dick.
Yeah.
You ruined my childhood, Bill Cosby.
Right. At the end of the podcast here, I'm throwing in this track. There's a rapper out of Virginia named Skills. Who does like a recap of the year.
Yeah.
And he touches on all these subjects. And he has a line where he talks about Bill Cosby, how he says that the allegations are obviously pretty shitty and sad. But he wasn't raised by Bill Cosby. He was raised by Dr. Huxtable.
So you can separate the two.
You can separate those two.
It's like how I feel about Michael Jackson.
Right. Right.
I think it's going to take me some time to clear that hurdle, though. That's a mental hurdle that I haven't cleared yet.
So, yeah, the shittiest shitty thing. There's a lot of celebrity deaths, right? There's always people dying.
Yep. Yeah.
Paul Walker.
Robin Williams. That's a big one.
The big one for me this year was Harold Ramis.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I watched Ghostbusters 1 and 2 today.
Just as sort of like a... You had the day off work, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
So you dedicated the day to Ghostbusters.
I did, yeah. I got one or two on Blu-ray.
You're living the dream.
Yeah. And it just sucks, because there's a feature in there, a special section where they're talking with Ivan Reitman and Dan Aykroyd, who wrote and directed the movie, both of them. And they're talking about the future of Ghostbusters. Obviously, they can't get the four together again, because
Bill Murray.
Did. No. He's still
alive.
Well,
I know he's alive, but hasn't he been the roadblock in the thing the whole time?
And they don't really say for sure. We can have our speculation.
Our theories.
Yeah.
And it's not a knock on Bill Murray. I love Bill Murray. But
yeah. And Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, that's a tough one, too. For you, especially as a Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, yeah.
Hunger
His
Games
role was big in this the latest one, too.
Yep. Now what happens?
Yeah, I don't know. They throw in some lookalike.
Well, that's like what they did with Paul Walker. He has two brothers apparently who look very similar to him.
Mm-hmm.
So they used his brothers to recreate or to be in the movie like as him in sort of like background scenes, I think.
Okay.
So look for it in Fast and Furious 7, not starring Ice Cube.
The most overhyped thing of 2014.
Oh man.
Somebody said this on the Thank You Rob Facebook page too, was Ebola.
Well,
it's coming for you.
Unless you're one of the people who died of Ebola.
One of the three people that died.
I think those people
in America,
say it's
overhyped. I should say.
In Africa, that shit is bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Not overhyped. No, maybe here it's overhyped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like more people die from like pigeon attacks in the United States than Ebola. But
does that happen?
I don't know.
Anyone ever been attacked by a pigeon?
We don't have as many pigeons here as
we
you
don't.
Do in like New York. Pigeons are everywhere. Yeah. I imagine there are pigeon attacks.
It happens.
Like a rabid pigeon.
Yep. They want your food. They want your shit. Looking forward to 2015.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to?
Well, obviously the number one thing I'm looking forward to is the Star Wars movie.
Right.
In December. As a big fan, that's it's really the only thing I care about.
I think when we do this recap next year,
we're gonna.
Doesn't matter what's going to happen throughout the year, because the main focus is going to be, because it's December.
It comes out in December.
Yeah. Fuck everything else that's happened in 2015.
I'm excited for the new Avengers movie.
New Avengers, yeah.
I'm excited for Frank Ocean to put out his follow-up record.
Are you excited for Straight Outta Compton?
The movie, I watched the trailer last night for Straight Outta Compton. So yes, I'm very excited for it.
Joe Grizzly had... a little bit of a problem with that trailer.
He did.
Because the hats that they're wearing are newer versions of the classic
hats. Yeah. They don't have the green underbill that the hats used to have. I think that was his concern.
Mm-hmm.
But he's such a hat guy that, of course, he would catch that.
Yeah. You know how IMDb, do you ever go on IMDb to look at movies? and there's like spoilers and like incorrect things mm-hmm. in movies. If there's an IMDb page, Joe should sign up for that and already cite that.
All the hats are wrong this in this
movie's
movie.
Gonna be shitty. They need to reshoot it
with
CGI
it. Year appropriate hats.
Yeah, that's gonna be that's huge. I really want to see that movie.
And as a gangster rap fan, I know that's a big one for you.
Yeah. Looking forward to the Mike the Martyr Marbury album.
Yep.
What else is coming out there? Mike the Martyr and Remo Williams got an album coming out.
I didn't know that.
I'm doing the album artwork.
Are you? Well, that's how you knew about it. Has that even been announced, or did you just break that news?
Remo announced it on a podcast. A lot of the album's done.
Mm.
The album artwork has pretty much been done. But we'll just keep that on the lowdown because I have absolutely nothing to do with it besides the
art.
Yeah. Freeze and Mike Freeze's Frozen French Fries. Freeze of Illuminous 3, Soul Tools Entertainment, new album.
Does Shaq have a new album coming out?
No,
your favorite,
man,
favorite rapper, Shaq.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
Every week.
Yeah. Man, that would be really cool. I'd love a new Shaq album. Maybe we should start some sort of petition, online petition.
You're on your own.
I'm going to head that up.
You're on your own for that.
Anyone, can I get some pre-signatures? Anyone want to hear a new
Shaq
album?
So I don't know if everyone here is aware, but we're doing this worst rapper bracket, right? And Rob, we took most of the suggestions based off suggestions from the Facebook page. And Rob fought so hard to try and keep Shaq off the list because he loves Shaq. And he was not successful. He's not successful.
I don't
Shaq.
Love Shaq.
He loves Shaq.
Shaq
he has
not
a Shaq tattoo.
That's not true. I don't have a Shaq tattoo that you know of. you know, let's talk about the best worst rapper bracket this week.
Let's.
Because this week we had Rich Homie Quan versus Trinidad James.
The two final matchups of the opening round.
Right. Right. And,
the winner,
should we go through the previous winners first?
Yeah, let's go through where we're at to this point.
Are you guys familiar that we're doing this best worst rapper bracket? You're familiar. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, or if you like the Thank You Rob podcast page, you're probably sick of hearing about it
every week. Yeah.
Week one, we had Waka Flocka and Bizarre of D12 pull off the win. They faced off in week five.
They're going to be facing off next week?
Next week, yeah.
Next week, that's a big one.
Week two, the winners are Gucci Mane and Young Thug. They face off in week six. Mm-hmm. Don't be offended if you're fans of these people, okay? These are other people's opinions. And
we didn't make the decisions. We didn't do the voting. We just took
suggestions.
Took the suggestion and let the people decide.
In week three, Soulja Boy over ICP.
Yep.
2 Chainz over Shaq.
Yep.
So
Undeservingly.
I was very pleased to see that Shaq.
No, 2 Chainz is the worst, so I understand that.
So this week, week four, Rich Homie Quan versus Trinidad James, and the winner of that was Rich Homie Quan.
Oh, thank God.
63% of the votes.
Rich Homie Quan is bad. I was worried that Trinidad James' name value was going to carry him over Rich Homie Quan, but Trinidad James actually has not good songs, but like really bad songs that I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad he didn't win.
And then the next bracket was Riff Raff.
Mm-hmm. Versus who's in town.
Who's in town tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah.
We were not able to secure an interview.
We weren't.
We tried.
At Fine Line.
At the Fine Line.
So after everything's done here, you guys head over to Fine Line in Minneapolis and check out Riff Raff.
Do you know who's...
And...
You know who's DJing that show?
No.
DJ Tip.
Nice. Riff Raff versus Baby, a.k.a. Birdman. And if you went to the Riff Raff show, you could congratulate him because he did win that bracket.
He defeated Baby.
Baby, a.k.a. Birdman, was handpicked by Schoolboy Entertainment as the
wild card.
The wild card.
The last open spot.
So, I guess I don't know what week that'll be, but Riff Raff against Rich Homie Quan. That'll happen.
Week eight.
All right.
All right. So next week coming up. Now we'll only have one matchup a week now.
Yep.
Going forward, so it'll be no confusion. This week, you can go vote for Waka Flocka or Bizarre, whoever you think is worse.
Yes. Do you guys listen to either of those guys? Anyone out here?
Fans of either of those people?
Oh, a lot of heads shaking no. They don't give a shit.
I don't think it's that they don't give a shit. I think they hate them both equally.
When I put up the poll online, I'm going to put a link to the YouTube pages, and I'll find like a good example of why they're the worst, all right? Yeah. And then you can watch the video and be like, this does suck. But which one sucks more?
I think the thing is both Waka Flocka and Bizarre are intentionally bad. So you have to figure out which of them is more naturally bad,
right?
And which one is more of an act?
I would say, in my opinion, Bizarre
is more naturally bad or
more of
an act.
Yeah. So my pick would be Waka Flocka on that.
Could be. I think he's got a bright future in this tournament, Waka Flocka.
Yeah, I think so. Well, this is our year in review. You got anything else you want to add?
That I want to review. We talked about all the things I really liked. We covered the records. We covered the movies. We covered the apps. We covered the gadgets. We covered the worst things. We covered the greatest soda comeback of all time.
I would say Pepsi throwback.
That's not, I guess it's sort of a comeback.
It's called throwback.
Well, yeah. It's just changing the corn syrup to sugar.
Right.
It's not like
sometimes
Pepsi
that's all you need,
disappeared.
Man. You just need a little sugar.
You know what really I really want to pitch? I want to work this angle hard as far as a comeback next year. If you can bring back Surge, I want them to bring back OK Soda. Do you remember OK Soda?
Terrible.
I love OK Soda. That was my shit. Yeah, because it tasted like all the sodas mixed together.
Right, yeah. The suicide.
And I don't know why it would be so difficult to make. Like, come on, Coke. I know you can do that. OK Soda, let's bring it back. 2015 is the year of OK Soda. I'm calling it.
Soda and Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaq new,
Diesel.
The new Shaq record.
Shaq Diesel 20.
If we're sitting here a year from now talking about the big events from 2015 were a new Shaq record and the return of OK Soda, the world is ending. It's a horrible year.
Well, I suppose we should just wrap it up here. What do you think?
Call it.
I wanted to put like one of the top hip hop songs in the intro for the show here.
Yep.
As you heard, we were listening to Turn Down for What?
Yeah, that was huge. That song was so big.
It came out December 18th of 2013.
You know what you should put? Who we didn't talk about at all, who I think put out a record this year, was Open Mike Eagle.
Yes.
He had that great track with Hannibal Buress. Put that on there. That Open Mike Eagle record is good.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to do that.
You should. You're missing out.
I don't have the song, for one.
Oh, jeez.
And unlike the movies that I watch and the television, I pay for the music.
You actually pay for music, just not television shows or movies.
If I knew people that made movies, you know, then I'd feel more apt to be like, yeah, you know what, you deserve it.
Yeah, there you go.
Music's a different story. Well, let's wrap it up here. I got to remind the listeners to take a moment to go over to brimsandtongues.com or
please
go to thankyourob.com. Click on the Brims and Tongues link. They just released a new hat.
Yes, I saw it.
The Joker hat. I call it Joker's Wild. It reminds me of the ICP Riddlebox album.
With the purple and green.
Purple and green.
Yep.
And there's also an Aztec backpack, which people are probably sick of me talking about, but I got to do my thing. Gotta do my thing.
I'm rocking the
Brims
and Tongues right now. The soda underbill. Yeah. I don't recall what the name of the hat is.
It's called Dark Side of the Moon or something. Side of the Soda.
Dark Side of the Soda.
That's what it's called.
It's a great, great hat. Black on
you're
black.
You're killing it right now with the hat.
I'm just a big fan of it. So thanks, Brims and Tongues.
But yeah, there's an Aztec backpack that looks a lot like this right here to the people that are seeing this right now. And you can get this 20% off with the coupon code ThankYouRob20. Take a good look at that.
It's a great backpack.
There's another backpack coming down the line.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See how this has orange accents. The other backpack has green accents.
But the same Aztec design.
It's a similar pattern.
Will it have a hat to match?
It will.
Like that one.
And tongues to match for your.
Ooh, that's a triple threat.
Shoes. But I can't say when that's going to come out because I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know, but I have seen it with my eyes. It does exist.
Have to get Amber Ace Cleveland back on the show, and she can tell us when it's.
She'll drop bombs.
When it's coming out.
Yeah. But thank you, Rob 20 at checkout. You can get the Aztec backpack hat or backpack. Whatever you want. Save 20% at brimsandtongues.com. And then thankyourob.com. There's a link to johnny?.com.
Yes.
This guy right here.
Yes.
As you released an album this year.
I did put out a record this year. And if you go to johnny?.com right now, there is a link to download my album for free.
Yes.
So go do that. And I'll keep it up for the rest of the week.
Yeah, there was some word that the free would be extended.
I'll extend it. Extend it through the end of the week so people have a chance to listen to the podcast.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah.
That's like saying welcome to 2015.
Welcome to 2015. Enjoy my record, and hopefully there'll be more music coming down the line.
And then there's a link on thankyourob.com to iDefine Design, some graphic design work I do. Mm-hmm. You know, I design websites.
He designed the album art for my album.
Falling in Like. That's a good transition.
Yes.
And I just redid iDefineDesign.com with the Johnny? Falling in Like artwork.
That's right.
You know, it's in there.
You can see the art.
Take a look. And a shout out to Fuzz Talk Radio.
What up, nuts?
Our good friends down in Mankato. Internet radio. Episodes of this.
Every episode. Great people down there.
And then Amazon Associates. We got to talk about this.
Well, let's talk about it.
People like to shop on Amazon.
Everybody.
They like to buy their Surge.
You can only buy Surge on Amazon.
There you go. So you know what I would do if I wanted to buy Surge? I would go to thankyourob.com.
That's right.
Which is, I know what you're thinking. You're like, what the fuck would I go to thankyourob.com if I want to buy stuff? Hear me out.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, yes. There's a link to Amazon Associates, and it takes you to Amazon, and it's a unique link. Everything costs the same, but advertising fees, you know, we get just a little slice of that.
Right. Helps to help support the podcast.
Right.
Keep us on the air.
Yeah.
Keep it free.
On the air.
We got, you know.
The internet's not free.
No. And having a website and doing the podcast, there are expenses involved. You know, by supporting our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast.
That's right. So just think about that. I'm not making you do anything you don't want to do, but I'm just telling you to do something you don't want to do.
I mean, you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got for this week. We'll be back next week. We're going to go on location. Let's call it on location.
I'm very excited about this.
We're going to Noiseland Industries, which sounds like a big factory.
Yeah.
But it's really not. Noiseland presses albums.
Yep.
Did they do Falling in Like?
They did not, but they did do the PLC, the last PLC
Hype
record,
Hop.
Hype Hop, and they did an excellent job.
Yeah, they used to press a lot of stuff. Andrew Volna, who is the owner of Noiseland, will be there interviewing him and talking with him. He's got a lot of good stories with, you know, Prince. I'm feeling a good Prince story here.
I'm hoping for a good Prince story.
Yeah. So that's going to happen next week. So Pete, we won't be here next week.
But feel free to still come to 33rd Realm. We won't be here, but all these awesome vintage video games will be here. All of this merchandise, great art, T-shirts, CDs from local artists will all be here. And I'm thinking our best worst rapper ever board will probably still be here. If you want to check the status of who's defeated who, it will all be here at 33rd Realm.
Shout out to Pete Rentz. Thanks for having us here. Thanks, Pete. That's my new thing. Thanks, Pete. That happened on the last episode.
We're
going to
make it a thing. I like that.
Yeah, I like it. I'm going to say it next week, even when we're not here.
All right.
Well, I'm going to end it with handshakes and high fives.
Yes.
What do you got?
I got nothing. Big dog. Last year's out of here, so guess who's back, bruh? Skills with that 2014 wrap up. Lupita won the Oscar, congrats to your girl. And Ellen probably took the best selfie in the world. Seattle won the Super Bowl and Denver couldn't manage. And same-sex marriages made it to the Grammys. And yeah, I wanted Zimmerman in that boxing match. But all we saw was Pharrell and that I damn hat. I mean, the polar vortex had the East moving slow. And ATL shut down for a little bit of snow. Rough year for Bieber, dealing with fame. And they still ain't tell us what happened to both of them planes. Donald Sterling, he ain't had to say a thing. But he did, then he lost the whole NBA team. Man, the first rule of the side chick, guys, she a side chick, bro. You supposed to keep her on the side. And I was in the club when them fools shot Suge. I ain't noticed, I was hitting my nay-nay like, bah!
Chloe and Prince, okay. An outcast came back, but somebody forgot to tell Dre. Me and Nico, sex tape weak though. And everywhere you went, you heard
Muzzled on the beat. Oh.
50 and Floyd, yeah, they had issues. Kim and Kanye finally made it official. Breezy went to jail, even though I thought he wouldn't. Ross lost weight, but Lil Terrio couldn't. Jay and Beyonce leaving the club, then Solange in the elevator swinging for blood, kicking Jay with the quickness. I'm just sipping tea, watching like, this is none of my business. Ice bucket challenge, that was funny. I'm thinking skip the ice bath, just donate money. And LeBron went back, but not for the dollar. Robin Thicke tried, but he couldn't get back Paula. And I'm scratching my head at that boy Ray Rice. Come on, bruh, that's your wife. You know that bitch won't write. And Nicki's Anaconda, that's a keeper. Had you looking at your girl like, bye, Felicia. And I ain't scared of ISIS. I got my brothers. P.O.P. hold me down. Mama, I love you. We got celebrity nudes and no flex zones. MJ holograms, bigger iPhones. Iggy dropped Fancy, a bona fide hit. Then Wiz and Amber split. Then Mariah and Nick. Gas prices stay low.
How you know?
Cause I'm still riding.
And I just filled up about a week ago.
Kim K showed that thing. Is it me or Ebola was out of here just as quick as it came? Legal weed? I know y'all down for that. You two gave you an album and you fools gave it back.
Wait, let me take a selfie.
Enough's enough. We went up on a Tuesday.
And turned down for what?
Cause the world's getting sadder. And yeah, we protesting out here. Cause Black Lives Matter. Unity? That's what we need. Not another man with his hands up saying I can't breathe. If we are human beings, then we are the same. This is our country, man. Something gotta change. The World Cup popped up and got that love. Pharrell had y'all singing about how happy you was. Then Meek did his bid. And y'all on Instagram making your life look better than it is. The Aaliyah flick didn't move me. Was it me? Or the memes was better than the movie? Sheeta retired, said I'm done with playing. And y'all be dancing the songs and don't know what they saying. Man, y'all wild. But we ain't know what the hell Thugger was saying in lifestyle. Snoop and Iggy both squashed the beef. Taylor Swift at award shows dancing on Fleek. And a lot of rappers bite. But my wrap up, that's the only one that they like. Aight, go figure. Kobe washed up cause the new Lakers looking like the old Clippers. And I ain't saying Bill Cosby touched them women, but I know damn well Cliff Huxtable didn't. Northwest, the cutest baby in the game. Chris Brown, he broke up with Kawasanane. And Barack's still here trying to get it in gear. Gotta finish strong, man, you only got 2 years. Brad Pitt and George Clooney finally did it. Drake made a couple hits and got a couple from Diddy. And Ratchet's on the rise, man, that's for certain. Molly out here twerking, baby, and Wayne ain't working. The new year's here, the old one get tossed. Big RIP to everybody we lost. And I know I said y'all wasn't getting the song, but you can grab it at gotmadskills.com. Till then, no fear, just enjoy y'all year. But be careful, cause it's a crazy world out here. And to the next generation, keep chasing your dreams. And that's the wrap up. Welcome to 2015.